Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Several major cities are dealing with staffing shortages as a result. Here in Chicago, the latest data show the city has about 1,500 fewer officers than it's budgeted for. In San Francisco, there are more than 250 open officer positions. Some departments, like Seattle, are offering sign-on bonuses of tens of thousands of dollars.
This is a problem.
It's a crisis. It's a giant national crisis. Disproportionately affecting poor people, people of color.
Right.
But those who are avowed defenders of those folks couldn't give a crap because it's a little complicated and goes against the narrative.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how this is going to shake out.
One more clip, and then let's reset what we were talking about last hour, because I think it may be one of the most important points that could possibly be made in America these days. 47, Michael.
People do not want to be police officers now with this, defund the police, anti-police climate. No one's applying. No one's interested. And they might be scraping the barrel getting candidates.
That's a criminal justice professor right there.
If you are or were a police officer, can you speak to the current climate? Text line is 415-295-KFTC. We have a friend who was a cop. He just retired, and he said he didn't realize how stressed he was in the modern era of being a cop until he retired. Just the every encounter, somebody with their phone out. Do you become a household name in the blink of an eye, doing your best? I mean, these guys in Memphis were not doing their best. They beat a guy to death. I mean, that's not the situation.
Utterly inexcusable. Everybody agrees.
We were talking last hour. Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal is laying out the facts. It would seem that whenever there's one of these high-profile cases where the nation's attention turns toward a police force, in that town, the police pull back a lot because of all the scrutiny they're getting nationwide. And crime, including violent crime, skyrockets by a lot. So what occurs is the law-abiding citizens of these towns, and like Joe said, it's usually the poor neighborhoods that have the worst crime, so the police acted badly, or in some cases didn't, but it still becomes a national story, and the police pull back, and your violent crime goes way, way up, and that has happened enough now that they can back that up with statistics.
And many, many multiples more people lose their lives because of the pullback than ever would from police encounters, which is extremely rare.
That's a tough one. I don't know how you solve that problem.
Yeah, it really is tough. I just had a brainstorm. I'll save it for you for a second. But one of the things that made me the maddest, kind of quietly mad, not, hot topic in the news mad, but watching it unfold, was Tim Scott of South Carolina, senator, black man, a wonderful life story and a really interesting guy. He was serious extremely serious in the wake of the whole George Floyd thing and the riots and burnings and lootings and mayhem and hatred toward the police. He was extremely serious about coming up with police reform on the federal level, which is its own challenge because policing is such a local thing. But in terms of protecting people's rights and that sort of thing, he was as serious as any human being, as any politician has ever been about reaching a compromise with the Democrats and getting as much across the finish line as was possible to protect people from excesses in policing. And because he's a smart guy and he's aware of what Jack was just talking about and Jason Riley was writing about, he wanted to protect communities against that half-panicked pullback that costs so many people their lives and their safety and their sanity and the rest of it. But because the Democratic Party could only get 8/10 of the loaf, they rejected it. Plus, it was widely known. I mean, moderate commentators would tell you they also didn't want to give Trump a victory in the latter days of his administration because that would have helped his reelection chances. And, you know, there's already momentum for Black America and Hispanic America to head toward the Republicans. So they could not give him that victory. And so they rejected getting 80% of the loaf. That's just a number, but it was a lot of it. In favor of still having the issue. You contrast that cynicism with the righteous indignation of the rhetoric. And it's just, it's a mountain range between the rhetoric and the reality. It's just amazing to me. A lot of it's over this idea of qualified immunity. That cops cannot be sued for, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the legal weeds, but you can't sue a cop for violating your civil rights unless it is extremely egregious and a clearly defined right, et cetera, et cetera. Then the Justice Department steps in. But if you eliminate qualified immunity, and it's an imperfect concept, it needs to be worked on. But if you open it up to the point where cop stops me for some alleged traffic violation, I say, that was not a righteous stop. That was just a pretext to stop me. My registration is up to date. He made me 10 minutes late to work. I lost a $600,000 contract. I am suing that individual police officer for the damages incurred by him stopping me unjustifiably. Every cop would have to be afraid of that, every interaction with the public, every second. You think they pull back now after a viral incident?
Right, yeah, no
I mean,
kidding.
It's utterly unworkable what the Democrats were proposing. And again, I'm not some sort of extremist bellowing that the evil left. I understand that it's troubling that the cops, bad cops, are protected more than they should be. But you reject 80% of the loaf because we can't work out this very touchy, very difficult topic as part of the whole stew of legislation? That's bull-ass. That's bull-bleep is what that is. Anyway, so here's my brainstorm. And this is just a rough draft. Which means it's your final draft. Hey, how did my college professors get in here?
Hey, now.
Hey,
that's
now.
Fair.
We need to amend the Constitution. That Congress humans, people who identify as Congress people, get elected for 4-year terms. So the voters would be motivated less, the politics would be motivated less by momentary surges of emotion and more by what they got done. React to me, Jack.
Yeah, I think I know because I've read about this, and the idea is that you can react so quickly the other direction. If things are out of hand, we have an election every 2 years where you can have a wave of, nope, ain't putting up with this S anymore.
Yeah.
And fix things quick. But you're right. The downside is what you're just discussing.
So here's the rough draft part of it. I might be 100% in disagreement with myself because I haven't gotten a chance to think it through much, but the pace of information in the modern day is, it's so much faster than when the Constitution was written. Please, I don't need to explain it to anybody, even a child. Which means that whipping up that momentary emotion is so easy and immediate, it has completely taken over politics.
That's maybe the 2 years is a weird time frame given the way communications work now. I don't know.
All right, I'm trying to come up with a counter argument. Maybe, well, in that case, there should be an election every 6 weeks.
Right.
Because the pace of everything is sped up. But I think it would help. I mean, because senators, famously, the idea of senators serving 6 year terms is they're not going to get dragged into the outrage du jour and do something stupid because they know they're not going to be running for 4 years, so they can take the calm, mature view of things. Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
The old adage that the sign of genius is to be able to hold two thoughts in your head at the same time has always seemed really stupid to me, but maybe as a, it seems like a pretty low bar for genius, but maybe as a nation we can't have two thoughts in our head at the same time, that police killing innocent people is really, really rare. There's not evidence to make it clear that it's a racial thing. The evidence mm-hmm. does not exist. But we also need to really work hard to try to eliminate it. And when cops clearly have crossed the line, you know, they need to be punished, to the full extent of the law. Can we think those two things at the same time? Or is it just you have to act like this is happening all the time and that young black men walk out the door every single day with a target on their back because of racist cops, which just is not statistically true?
I think we're back to the topic of the narrative driving the story. Totally different topic. Sexual abuse on college campuses. Not all sex that is regretted is rape.
Well, of course not.
Indeed. yet the narrative...
Show hands, who regrets having had sex with me, ladies? Huh? Wow, that many. You also? Wow, you
form a line to the right. but the narrative has to be one thing or the other. You can't simultaneously say, look, young people drink and they hook up and they regret it. Or sometimes one of the people involved says, I'm not sure I want to, then says, okay, that's not rape. And yet rape is horrible and must be punished severely. Not all regrettable sex is rape. And yet, when we find it, it must be dealt with severely. Are those opposing ideas? Really? I just think as a reasonable human being, like getting back to the cop thing, the vast majority of encounters between police and citizens are respectful and by the law. When they're not, we got to hammer the bejesus out of them.
Right. We got more on this. And also, we have breaking news going on right now that we're so numb with so many extraordinary things happening in the last half dozen years or so. The FBI is at a sitting president's house right now going through his stuff.
Make him do the perp walk.
That's
not a joke.
More on this coming up in just a second.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know one in four vet visits involve skin and coat issues? And 70% of your pet's immune system is based in their gut? DinoVite Nutritional Supplement has key nutrients for your pet's digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tax Network.
Bum, bum.
Tax Network.
Tax Network
USA. If you have a tax debt, big or small, unfiled returns, we'll file them all. Don't waive your rights, we'll fight for you. Saving money on your taxes, that's all we do.
Settle your back taxes now with Tax Network USA. Our firm can save you up to 75% on your tax bill. Call now for your free consultation. Call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. 1-800-245-6000.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Our two breaking news stories today. President Joe Biden is retiring, and Tom Brady is having his home searched by the FBI. Ah, I got those backwards. Darn it, I got those
recheck
backwards
that,
again.
Recheck that, would you?
Yes.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
That would be big news if Joe Biden was retiring. Tom Brady is retiring, but Joe Biden is having his home searched as we speak by the FBI, as you hear here.
Now, it's not clear how early the search began today, but what appeared to be government vehicles were spotted by pool cameras. And now we just got this statement from the president's personal attorney confirming that investigators are on the scene. This is being done with the consent of the president's attorneys. And what will be really significant today is whether they find any additional classified material.
So I remember several weeks ago when we found out that the FBI had searched Biden's home because they had kept that a secret. I remember Ed, on CBS News saying, this is extraordinary. We need to realize it's extraordinary. The FBI is searching the home of a sitting president. Well, this is now the third residence slash office that the FBI has searched of a sitting president. It is extraordinary, but it's happened. And so the New York Times version of it today, and I'm sure this is more or less true, is that the Biden people are cooperating, fully cooperating. His lawyers are there and working with the FBI. Well, CNN reported over the weekend that, yeah, the FBI, they hadn't been cooperating, and the FBI said, look, we're going to get a warrant. And then they said, oh, okay, let us know what time you want to meet us there. So, yeah, they're cooperating because they know the FBI would be getting a warrant and breaking down the door with the blue windbreakers if they weren't cooperating. So, does that count as cooperating?
Yeah, barely. Wow, wow, wow. You're right. The whole FBI searching the president's home while he's in office is crazy. Well, it's dangerous. I mean, it's the sort of thing you should really, really avoid unless you're a banana republic.
Okay, so I don't remember. This seems like the sort of thing I ought to remember. So if the FBI is searching his home looking for classified documents but come across something else that could be a crime, do they have to ignore it or do they get to use it?
Like on their, they can post it on Instagram, but they can't use it in a court of law.
They can tell the woman they're having an affair with in a text message, but they can't. So, or is it different for the FBI than it is for regular cops searching your car or whatever? Like,
well, if they found a crack, it has to do with hot pursuit and when you're going to arrest somebody and that sort of thing, as opposed to a specific warrant.
Well,
but again, I'm somebody. Please weigh in, attorney. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. I can never remember this one.
I'm just wondering, you know, they're searching the closet, and old man Joe doesn't know his son has been stashing his crack pipe up there underneath the running shoes. Would that be a thing or not?
Underneath the hooker bones. The what? What do you say?
Hooker bones. Wow.
What?
That's a phrase.
No, I didn't say that.
That's a phrase.
Something wrong with your radio, folks. Anyway. What? Where were we? Yes, right. There's breaking Hunter Biden laptop news going on right now, too. It pales in comparison to what we've been talking about. But
wow.
Allegedly.
And then we have to, let's earn back some credibility. We have to point out that neither one of us think this whole classified document thing is really that big a deal.
I've been assuming fairly consistently through this whole thing that, including Trump, I didn't think it was nefarious or there were like nuclear secrets or lists of our spies in China. I just thought it was dumb or incompetent or...
Trump, who's known to have financial troubles, could sell them to the Saudis or other people.
Oh, for God's sake.
Those are headlines. Those are headlines.
Yeah, I know, but I've been assuming for whatever reason that it's probably not that. It's that he thought, you know, this letter from Kim Jong-un is an unbelievable keepsake. I'm going to keep it. It doesn't say anything really secret. People playing fast and loose because documents are overclassified. I've been assuming that. I admit it on all sides, the Republicans and the Democrats. Retired government worker writes, one reason documents are classified is it keeps the information from FOIA requests. Freedom of Information Act request.
That explains a lot of it.
I worked in an office that didn't have the ability to classify documents, so we were told straight up to not put certain information in our files, so there would be no embarrassing information released or obtained through FOIA. Could this be that sort of thing? I don't know.
Well, if they find any HBs, we'll pass that news along to you as fast as we can. Oh, my God. What do we got coming up?
I just don't even remember. Oh, big news. You remember that advanced study course that Ron DeSantis in Florida said, no, it's too woke? Breaking news on that.
Oh, okay, cool. If you miss an hour, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Sacramento area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. Online at CordellCordell.com.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protections.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's a race against the clock as Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother-in-law from Alabama to California, all in time for her brother's wedding. The only problem? Mama Won't Fly, a comedy by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hoult, and Jamie Wooten. Directed by Jennifer Levins, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Mama Won't Fly, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden is going to end the COVID public health emergency. I'm pretty sure the public ended the health emergency a while ago. Today I saw a guy open a Starbucks bathroom with his tongue. I go, well, I think it's over.
Oh, ow!
So gross.
Yeah. We ain't been feeling like it's an emergency for a long time.
No, indeed. So, if there was one thing I could solve, if I were granted, well, if I were to, I don't know, uncover a lamp and rubbed it for some reason and a genie came out and granted me the proverbial three wishes, all I'd want is one. Oh, genie, I would say in that tone of voice, which would be weird. Oh, genie, grant me the wisdom to figure out how to not have America's schools be far-left indoctrination factories.
Mm.
All the rest of the problems and challenges this country faces that we talk about all the time, I'll leave that to the rest of y'all and wish you Godspeed. If I could stop this far left indoctrination of our kids in schools, that's what I would do.
Well, it would solve a lot of the other problems, though.
Yeah, it would. It absolutely would. But this is such good news. A victory, friends. The College Board has reworked. It has stripped down its AP African American Studies curriculum. No more critical race theory. Studies of contemporary topics like Black Lives Matter are optional. They have looked at it, and others would phrase this differently, but I'm looking at the New York Times account of this, and really, judging by their writing, they looked at it and said, yeah, you're right.
Wow.
They said, yeah, it's too way out there. We're going to strip it down. We're going to make it about African American history. Queer studies, that's out. Trans black queer activism is really not a topic this ought to be dealing with. And all that sort of stuff. And it added something new. Black conservatism is now offered as an idea for a research project.
Hey, wow. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is great. I mean, I could go into a little more detail. David Coleman, the head of the College Board, said in an interview that the changes were made for educational reasons, not to bow to political pressure. Quote, at the College Board, we can't look to statements of political leaders. The change came from the input of professors and longstanding AP principals. He said during the initial test of the course this school year, the board received feedback that the secondary, more theoretical source were quite dense and the students connected more with primary sources, which he said has always been a foundation of AP courses, which is fancy talk for, yeah, they probably shouldn't be reading Robin DiAngelo and her crap, your white fragility and your anti-racism garbage. That's been taken out, too. So giant victory, Ron DeSantis in Florida. And in a related story, this one flew, depends which news you take in. It flew a little more under the radar. There's been this giant freak out in Florida over HB 1467, which was the law that was passed last year and went into effect now, aimed at providing transparency about school instructional materials. The law and a newly approved state rule required trained media specialists or school librarians to vet and approve all school reading materials and to publish a list of all media center and classroom books on their school's website because so many parents found porn in their libraries. And I don't mean suggestive stuff, what got banned in the 1970s. Folks, this stuff is explicit. Often, how to have gay sex porn. I've seen it. I am not a prude, and I'm telling you, it's way out there. So anyway, this law says you can't have that in your damn school. Librarians, let's go through the books. Let's have a list of what's in the schools. None of the crazy stuff. Well, in response to the law came a giant freakout among teachers, many of whom had been looking at social media or liberal media and probably sincerely believed what they were saying.
That it was as the way it was being portrayed as Florida is banning books.
Well right, and even worse. Banning. Even worse, yeah, that's absolutely an aspect of it. But for instance, this one, a left-wing journalist, he wrote that Florida teachers are being told to remove all books from their classroom libraries or face felony prosecution. Classroom libraries that are curated by teachers, not librarians, are now illegal. It is a class 3 felony to take books donated by parents or whatever and have them on display in your classroom. The online British news site The Independent ran a headline declaring Ron DeSantis' ban forces teachers to remove books from classrooms. One teacher falsely tweeted that under the law, quote, accepting donated books from parents and community members will not be allowed. Teachers in Manatee County lamented the news on social media. My heart is broken for Florida students today as I am forced to pack up my classroom library. Third-degree felony, losing our license. This applies to both public and government-funded charter schools. Blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So Manny Diaz, Florida's education commissioner, saw all this, and he told the National Review on Monday, and anybody else who will listen, these are just not the facts. And he chided a local PBS station on Twitter. Here's what he said. More fake news. Well, here's the NPR reporter tweet. Florida teachers must now remove all unvetted books from their classroom libraries or face felony prosecution. The policy is based on the premise that teachers and librarians are using books to groom students. We discuss at 9 a.m. on the PBS news or the NPR news. And the education commissioner wrote, more fake news from media activists too lazy to read the Florida law. Any teacher or any adult faces a felony only if they knowingly distribute egregious material such as images which depict sexual conduct, sexual battery, bestiality, or sadomasochistic abuse. Who could be against that?
You have a book in your classroom with pictures of people having sex with animals. What
yes.
the hell?
One of these active books, you know, Queer Boy or whatever it was, included a discussion of how great it would be if you could, like, have sex with a beast. And so the law just says if you knowingly distribute pornography to children, that's a felony. By purposes of comparison, let me ask you this. Male high school teacher repeatedly shows 16-year-old girl pornography or makes sure she can see it so she gets nice and horned up.
Ew.
I mean, it would be egregious. Nobody would accept that. But so this freakout is completely ignoring the reality of the law, which is completely innocent. And it just says to teachers, look, if you're going to offer it to kids, you've got to know what books are in your classroom, please, because we found some incredibly sexually explicit stuff, like this book Gender Queer or Lawn Boy. So anyway, just once again, the mainstream media, it's like the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. That was dishonesty to the point of,
yeah.
I mean, it was just lying.
Well, I'm starting to think that maybe I need to get on the other side of this. We live in a post-truth world. The people that craft the narratives that catch on seem to be winning, and I just think I'd be pretty good at it. So,
and making more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too old and stubborn. If you need to go your own way, I understand it. Joe still wanted to play the old songs, the old telling the truth rock. Nobody wants to hear that anymore, old man. I hear you.
Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills has been indicted on rape and kidnapping charges. Is he an actual current player? Like, was going to play in the Super Bowl?
That's an offensive lineman.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that.
I don't have the Eagles offensive line memorized. That would be a huge deal.
Yeah, I'll look that up. See if he's a starter or anything like it. The FBI currently searching Joe Biden's home as we speak, which is quite amazing that that's the world we live in now, where this sort of thing just happens on a regular basis.
Joe Biden in shackles, shuffling along, doing the perp walk.
Yeah. He had his hands behind his back in handcuffs. They walked him to a car. They put their hand on his head and helped him get into the car, so he didn't hit his head. No, that's unlikely to happen.
Kamala has moved into the Oval Office.
You do have to wonder, I've heard some people have asked the question, Kamala has moved into the Oval Office.
Well, it's pointed out that the passage of time really makes you think about the passage of time.
Some people have pointed out that, hasn't he visited his vacation beach home several times since this whole thing started? I mean, so is that the way these investigations work? You give him a chance to, like, clear it out before you go? I don't know.
Yeah, that's different. Well, he's running that shredder till it was smoking, too, from what I've... According to what I made up.
According to what I just said.
Broadcast reports say that the shredder was smoking.
Yeah. So there's a high-profile murder trial going on right now that I know nothing about. Maybe Joe can fill us in.
Oh, I've been following that like crazy. Yeah, the Murdoch trial. Oh, it's monstrous. It's crazy.
You'll have to explain to me why that's important or will caught people's attention. Apparently it has. It's on every news source that I take in. And a bunch of other stuff on the way. Oh, we got a coach who tried to pass himself off as a kid and ran into the game to play. If you haven't heard that, it's kind of funny. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Bum, 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 bum. Tax Network. Bum, bum. Tax Network. Tax Network USA. If you have a tax debt, big or small, unfiled returns, we'll file them all. Don't waive your rights, we'll fight for you. Saving money on your taxes, that's all we do.
Settle your back taxes now with Tax Network USA. Our firm can save you up to 75% on your tax bill. Call now for your free consultation. Call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. 1-800-245-6000.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
Attention! If your vehicle is no longer covered by the manufacturer's warranty, call Protect My Car right now. 800-317-7861. If you were involved in an accident, your auto insurance would pay for the repairs. But if your vehicle breaks down tomorrow, are you covered? Who's going to pay for those expensive repairs? Call Protect My Car right now at 800-317-7861. And avoid unexpected vehicle repairs. Protect My Car has plans that cover your vehicle's most important parts and systems once your manufacturer's warranty expires, like the engine, transmission, electrical, air conditioning, and more. Protect My Car's extended vehicle plans include vehicle rental, roadside assistance, oil changes, and tire rotations at no additional cost to you. Don't wait. Call 800-317-7861 now to lock in the price of your vehicle repair coverage plan. An extended warranty specialist is standing by. Call Protect My Car at 800-317-7861. Paid for by Protect My Car. Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary based on vehicle model and mileage. Call for details.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew.
This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Signs! 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 That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Redding Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Redding at the Holiday In. Doors open at 11 a.m.
And she was just selected to replace George Santos on two House committees. Isn't that amazing? That's not all bad.
She is no longer employed at the school. Yeah, that's probably
Why?
A good idea.
That paint is mine. Children.
You're a 22-year-old assistant coach, and for whatever reason, you think, you know, I'm gonna change the tenure of this game. You go out pretending you're a 13-year-old, just suited up for the JV team while one of the players was out of town.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is funny. Did they lack players, or did she just didn't like the way the game was going? Went back to the locker room?
This has a link of the highlights. I kind of would actually like to see that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I hope she did well, otherwise that'd be pretty embarrassing if she went out there and, like, just really got pushed around by the other 13-year-olds.
Oh, she'd backed those 12-year-olds down. I mean, just backed them down, broke them down, slammed it!
A couple of sports notes for you. A Philadelphia Eagles offensive lineman has been indicted on some horrible crimes. It's a reserve offensive lineman, so I don't think it'll have any effect on the game, so that story's nothing.
Unless somebody gets hurt, which happens. Come on now.
The game itself, Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Native American Appropriators, and the Eagles are currently 1.5-point favorites in that matchup, which is coming up in about a week and a half.
It'll be a war.
I'm just there to watch Rihanna at halftime, but I'm looking forward to the game as a longtime Chiefs fan. This was kind of funny. So the Super Bowl is in the Phoenix area, and on Sunday evening, the official Twitter account for the city of Phoenix, I guess every city probably has an official Twitter account at this point, posted a photo of downtown to promote the Super Bowl coming up in Phoenix. And the picture has been mocked greatly ever since then because it's so, like, colored and photoshopped and altered in so many different ways. It's hilarious with these various mountains and lush green forests and lakes and rivers and skyline that doesn't exist and all this different stuff. Everybody's like,
green forests. I've been to Phoenix.
Why would you make up a completely different skyline for Phoenix? I mean, Phoenix is pretty popular as it is and pretty beautiful. You don't really need to make up anything. Some of the responses to the Twitter post from the city. This is one crazy photoshopped pic. Surprised you didn't drop in a jackalope, too. looks fine. I don't get the outrage. If anything, I think they should lean more into it. Put in a lake. Add some bears, moose, beavers, and other mountainous animals that are native to the area.
That's some mockery right there.
That is really, really funny. Snow-capped mountains, lush green forests all fit into one picture.
Well, and as my dad lives in that area, not far from the stadium, and my mom did for many years, I will tell you it's a hell of a drive from downtown Phoenix to the stadium, which is fine. But is it Glendale? Is that where the stadium is? I can never remember. There's too many damn suburbs
knows
of Phoenix. Nobody
knows.
Well, right, exactly. Well, the skyline of Glendale.
Well, let's say Glendale.
Why not? Why not? The skyline of Glendale is pretty much, well, what's the roof of a TGI Fridays look and a Best Buy? Okay, that's the skyline. An AM-PM Mart is the skyline.
So mostly the Super Bowl, since it's such a corporate thing, they just want it to be someplace where the weather's pleasant. There's plenty of hotels and restaurants, since you got all the high-ups at Pepsi there, along with the insurance company, and they're all going out to eat, and that's what it's all about, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, easy to fly in and out of.
I've never been to a Super Bowl, but it's just, yeah. From what I've talked to from people that have gone, it's a... Is there any way they could change that? The crowd's usually pretty raucous, so there must be lots of fans there.
Yeah, although I've been told it's nothing like a regular football game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the percentage of people who are really, really into it is much, much lower than, like, the Chiefs game the other day. I call it the Chiefs game. I was rooting for the Chiefs. That stadium was insane.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very cool.
Passion from both sides.
The FBI is currently searching Joe Biden's home for more documents. Can't tell how big a deal that is. It's extraordinary that the FBI would be searching the home of a sitting president. I mean, if you dropped this headline into 2007, the FBI is currently searching the Crawford home of George W. Bush. I mean, it would just be a news-stopping moment. Are you freaking kidding?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or Barack Obama's, Chicago home in 2012. Just, what? But now we're just so used to this sort of thing. Just,
or his boyhood home in Kenya. Either way.
Oh, yeah.
Little throwback for you there.
And Hank Williams Jr. at the ready. Wow.
He's right there, ready to be played. What the hell, Michael?
I switched pages quickly.
Wow. Wow, you are the man. So, coming up next hour, are you following the Alex Murdaugh, or it looks like Alex Murdaugh, trial?
I'm not. I don't know anything about this other than I have to fast forward through 10 minutes of coverage on every news show I watch because they're airing it. The evening newscasts, NBC Evening News, ABC Evening News, they do a full long feature on it.
Well, the most fevered and passionate Southern novelists couldn't weave together a more intriguing blend of power and evil and greed and the rest of it. It's evil. I should have led with evil. It's evil, evil. And bringing this guy to justice, will they? Will they be able to? He's a famous lawyer. It's launched a handful of podcasts, including one that was like the number one podcast in America for a while.
Oh, really? Oh, really? I assume he's guilty or they wouldn't have arrested him. That's the way I look at it. But does he seem guilty?
We'll get into that next hour, Jack. Okay. I'm not willing to leap past the slow, deliberate investigation that I, Joe Getty, am known for before I declare someone guilty on the air.
Right. Yes. I've gotten into these these trials before, like the OJ trial or any of them, where you start to take on the role of, okay, I'm going to sit down and really pay attention and uncover some things that people may have overlooked.
Oh, yeah.
As
oh,
I watch the TV coverage.
Thousands of people around the country doing this.
Uh-huh.
But it is really a story of power run amok and evil being permitted because the powerful were committing it for a long time. And, oh, it's just, oh. Like I said, it's the stuff of gothic southern novels.
Oh, and the other big NFL story, obviously, Tom Brady is retired. He just posted it, a little audio of him saying he retired, basically saying that, yeah, I did my big, long essay about retiring and what football meant to me last year. You really only get to do that once, so I'll just tell you that I'm retiring this time.
Please see previous essay.
Yeah, and good for him. I mean, because to redo it, you can't do that again. We had somebody around here quit one time. They had a big, giant going-away party, and then they were back in like a week. Remember that? And then they quit again. It's like, you don't get two parties, all right?
No, just go this time. Just go.
So lots of stuff to catch you up on, and we'll keep an eye on whatever comes out of this FBI search, or I don't know.
You know, we've got two of our favorite thinkers blasting higher education in America in ways eloquent and persuasive. Maybe we can squeeze in that next hour as well.
Cool. We do 4 hours of this show every single day. If you miss an hour, you can grab it in podcast form. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Much on the way in hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.